Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
From the boardroom to the bedroom and all spaces in between, communication plays a pivotal role in determining the success or failure of our day. As leaders, as high achievers, all day in most every exchange that we aim to motivate, influence, encourage, support, and lead people into positive action, communication is crucial. Yet, interestingly enough, most people, and most especially leaders and high achievers, suck at the most important part of effective communication and your ability to influence people. What do you think that is? Take a guess at it before I reveal it to you. What do you think is the most important part of effective communication? Is it being a subject matter expert? Is it being really well prepared? Is it speaking with passion and enthusiasm? Is it using clear and concise language? Is it the effective use of body language? Those are all the top assumptions most people make about the key to effective communication. To illustrate the correct answer, let's watch this video.
It's just, there's all this pressure, you know? And sometimes it feels like it's right up on me. And I can just feel it, like literally feel it in my head, and it's relentless. And I don't know if it's gonna stop. I mean, that's the thing that scares me the most, is that I don't know if it's ever gonna stop.
Yeah. Well, you do have a nail in your head.
It is not about the nail.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I'll bet if we got that out of there...
Stop trying to fix it.
No, I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just pointing out that maybe the nail is causing...
You always do this. You always try to fix things when what I really need is for you to just listen.
No, see, I don't think that is what you need. I think what you need is to get the nail
out. See, you're not even listening now.
Okay, fine. I will listen. Fine.
It's just... Sometimes it's like... There's this achy... I don't know what it is. And I'm not sleeping very well at all. And all my sweaters are snagged. I mean, all of them.
Yeah, that sounds really hard.
It is. Thank you. Ow!
Come on, ow. If you would just-
Don't!
Yeah, so what's happening in that scenario? A scenario that I have found myself in so many times, and often failed it too, by the way. How about you? In that fictional scenario, the woman is struggling with something pressuring her, something so tangible she feels it physically. The man, seeing her discomfort caused by what's obvious to him, the nail stuck in her head, tries to provide an immediate solution. Hey, how about removing that nail? But the woman is not interested in a solution. And the more he tries to tell her the obvious, to him, and anybody else but her, fix of what she's feeling, the more frustrated and disconnected she becomes. It's not until the man finally acknowledges her struggle by saying, "That sounds really hard." Only then does she feel validated, relieved, and becomes more connected to him. Ever since I saw this fictional and hilarious video, I have often repeated in my head, "It's not about the nail," when trying to remind myself, don't try to fix it. They don't really want a solution. Just listen and validate. Now, this is especially challenging for me since, well, A, I'm a man and that's how we earn our chest ribbons, by fixing stuff. And B, I'm paid to give advice to point out solutions to help you fix stuff. People fly in from all over North America, even internationally, just to go on a 90-minute walk and talk with me in one of my hometowns. They come seeking my advice. But here's what's fascinating. Even then, most often, they do most of the talking. Even though they came seeking my advice, seeking for me to provide solutions to their challenges or guidance on their opportunities, more often than not, what they really want is to be heard, seen, affirmed, and validated. So here's a quick framework to use when encountering these interactions. Be it with your spouse, your kids, a colleague, a client, partner, vendor, neighbor, or friend. You ready? Number one, listen. Counterintuitively, that is the most important part of effective communication. And this means actively listening, with your whole head, heart, and eyes. 2, affirm. Simple statements like, yeah, that seems really difficult, or that sounds incredibly challenging, or, oh yeah, what a tough spot to be in, or that certainly seems like a lot to deal with. The key point here is you're not affirming their logic, only their emotions. And you don't even have to agree with their emotions, only to affirm them, that you can see if that is what they are feeling, then yes, that would be hard. Now, if you want to take point 2, affirm, to the advanced level, you can also reflect. This is reflecting back to them what you hear them saying in a question form, like, so, you're feeling lots of pressure. You're not sleeping very well. You're frustrated with the snags in all your sweaters? This shows that you're really listening, and asking in question form invites them to express themselves even fuller. Now, you can just do 1 and 2, listen and affirm, and not even get to 3, and improve your communication and connection 100%. 3 is if you do ever want to help, you do it by 3, ask. Ask open-ended questions that cannot be answered with a simple yes or no. This invites the other person to consider the cause of their situations for themselves. Questions like, help me understand what led to this situation, or what is your perspective on what happened, or what do you think might help you move forward from here, or what are your thoughts on potential solutions, or how would you like to see this situation resolved? All you can ever do, maybe, is guide them into their own self-discovery. But still, many times you will find they don't really want to remove the nail. They just want you to empathize, listen, and understand them. And that is all. Now, I do feel it is my responsibility to add in a little of this. Sometimes, just sometimes, it really is about the freaking nail. The art of empathetic listening does not imply that you allow somebody with chronic complaints to go on fooling themselves. I mean, did you feel for the guy in the video too? Sometimes it's time to move from listening and affirming to actual problem solving. That transition I have found works best with a simple but direct question. Would you like my thoughts on what might help you? Even if they answer yes at first, if they become defensive, or start justifying or excuse making when you start offering your advice, then just let it go, let it go, let it go. Keep this in mind. You cannot help somebody who doesn't want to be helped. And trying to only aggravates both of you and solves nothing. Continuing to use rational thought against emotion to solve an emotional situation is all downside and has zero upside. So let it go. Let it go, let it go. So Darren Daily friends, I hope that you are taking something away that you can use to connect more deeply in the many interactions that you have every day. A, remember, it's not about the nail, the cause of the situation, just the pain that the person is experiencing in the moment. 2, listen, affirm, ask. And C, when the overwhelming urge besieges you to pound them over the head with the obvious solution, and you find them to be defensive or excuse-making, let it go, let it go, let it go. If you can do A, B, and C, I promise you will become a powerful and beloved communicator.